for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now, here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. It is Monday, March 25th, 2024. We're here at the TMC conference in Louisville. And when you say Louisville, you got to say Louisville. No, Bill. If you're going to be here, our kiddo's going to correct you. So we're here at the TMC Louisville, Kentucky conference. It is a delightful time to see everybody. I think these things are turning more and more like class reunions. We get to gather with people you've known for so many years, but there's new people coming to the industry and we embrace them and welcome them in. It's really fun to see so many new faces coming in, but it's also so fun to see. And there's even some guys that are in the business longer than I have been. There's not many, but it's great. John Robbins is one of those people, one of the founders of the Mortgage Collaborative. And so great to see. I was talking to John just before I came up here to do the podcast. Of course, David Kittle says hello to all of our listeners. And he is the co-founder of the Mortgage Collaborative. Again, this podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals and realtors and builders and anyone interested in the housing market. We're just so grateful to have you as our listener. Again, our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. Normally, my co-host, Mark Helm, would be here, but he is doing some spring breaking with his grands. He wrote me, so I'm going to be with my grands, with his grandkids on spring break. So, Mark, hope you're having a great time being with them. Who is here is Bobby Palmer and Mark Todd of Byte Software. Had a chance to sit down and talk to them last night. So grateful for all of our sponsors. And who's on stage right now is Aaron D. of Loan People. So again, Byte Software, making your ideal loan process come to life with an LOS that fits the way you do business, from unlimited custom screens and fields to advanced workflow automation, you can deploy with your in-house team. It doesn't require a full tech staff or a consultant to come in. Byte gives you a total control over your loan process. And it grows with you, whether you're a new lender just getting in the business or you're a big enterprise national lender. Byte Software works for you. Go check out the podcast we did with Aaron D. of Loan People on January 24th, 2024. And we talked there about mortgage technology benefits to lenders. Also, Finastra. Love these guys, the largest fintech company in the world. We're putting together a webinar that is going to be really good, talking about the coming wave. There's a book out there that many of you have heard me talk about. It's called The Coming Wave. I recommend you get that book and listen to it. We're going to be talking to some of the thought leaders within Finastra, again, the largest fintech company in the world. They've got a lot to say about AI and how to deliver new tech solutions or tech solutions with that in the midst of it. You're seeing AI merge everywhere. So be sure to stay tuned because we'll give you details of how you can sign up for that webinar. So grateful for Finastra. Also, Total Expert. Love these guys. I love the Total Experience platform. It unifies data, marketing, sales, compliance solutions to provide a cohesive experience across the customer life cycle. Thank you. Just saw Dan Cantinelli here at the conference. Listen to the interview we did with Dan and Melissa Wright of APM. The topic was navigating through continued heightened rate environment. We've had some rate drops since November 8th of 2023 when we recorded that, but you want to make sure you listen to that. The information, I just listened to that again the other day. It's a really good podcast, and Melissa shares a lot of stuff, as does Dan. Total Expert, thank you for your sponsorship. Also, Lender Homepage, an all-in-one AI-powered platform that provides a seamless front-end solution to the mortgage business of all sizes. What Lender Homepage or LHP does for you, we're always into acronyms here in our industry, it helps you connect better with borrowers, convert traffic to leads, and close more loans. Check out the interview we did on December 12th with Rocky Quay, and it was the mortgage tech to maximize production in 2024. We talked about some things that, boy, it's turned out to be so true. Check out Lender Homepage. Also, TRUV, T-R-U-V, is an income employment verification that is 80% cheaper than the leading one out there. Now, you know, we all know who I'm talking about. It's just not, I don't want to mention the other company because I'm kind of feeling sorry for them. They're the market leader out there. But when you have a new company comes in, like TRUV, T-R-U-V, that can do everything that the leader does and do it for 80% less, that is a significant statement. TRUV covers 90% of the U.S. workforce. I'm here with Richard Dreiser. He's just such a great guy to be with and thoroughly enjoy it. We had an interview with him. We're planning another one. We did one on November 29th of 2023. And we talked about new technology and new ways to cut costs. You could certainly do that with TRUV. Also, I want to say a big thank you to Pavan of Angel AI. If you're not dialed in playing around with Angel AI, it's free. The full, not the reduced, not some reduced package, the full version is available to everyone for free. Loan officers are signing up by the thousands to use Angel AI. What it'll allow you to do, and it costs you nothing. You're like, how does that work? That's a strategy we'll talk about more because Pavan is wanting to get people, licensed people using this as he does have some plans and it's worth it, folks. You got to check out angelai.com. It is the solution and is the future. You want to see what the future mortgage lending looks like, especially from a tech standpoint? Look at Angel AI. Also, Mortgage Bankers Association of America. So appreciate them, what they're doing with us. Also, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative. These are the two co-ops. I'm at the TMC conference here again, Louisville. Great time we're having. And we were just out at the Lenders One conference. You got to be attending these things once in a while to stay up what's happening. So good. Also, Mobility MMI, Modex, and iEmerges. These three companies provide you intelligence, business intelligence about what's going on in originations. iEmerges is here and a member of TMC. They, not only that, they project where the market is going. Also, Knowledge Group, love those guys. What they do is a learning management system. Gotta have it. This past week on Wednesday, we released the podcast episode with Bruce Pulver with the topic using the power of words to achieve greater personal and professional impact and results. Folks, I listen to some people and how they talk. And that's why Bruce heard our podcast. He reached out to me, says, Dave, I think I got something that'll really help your listeners. We've got to realize how impactful our words are. Our self-talk. You know who we need to listen to talk positive? Ourselves. Not only do we have our customers that need to talk positive, but we need to be talking so we hear it and we start believing it. What are you believing about your market? What are you believing about where the industry is going? You just definitely want to pay attention to it. Tomorrow on that topic, I'll be talking about mindset, skill set, and the things that are necessary to be successful. Mitch Peak has invited me to come in to do a keynote opening session tomorrow on a webinar. We'll get links of that in the show notes so you can go listen to it. I'm sure you can listen to it on a downloaded basis if you miss it. But tomorrow morning, I'll be presenting here from the conference. I'll be doing a webinar. Two conferences to one. One's virtual, one's in person. This week, we've got coming up on Wednesday, we'll be releasing a podcast interview with Richard Harris of Trust Engine. Very good interview that we did. Trust Engine is the rebranding of two combined companies, Mortgage Coach and Sales Boomerang. Here's one of the reasons I enjoy about Rich. Rich has not been in the mortgage industry, but in a few months. But he brings a wealth of tech experience in the fintech space. And he's bringing that into Trust Engine and it's having a big impact. We've been all saying how we need fresh blood. We are so grateful for our regulars that are here on our podcast. Thank you so much, y'all, for making this podcast so impactful. What we hear at this conference and then all the other conferences, wherever I go, I hear how many listeners we have and how much they enjoy all of your contributions. Special thank you to Adam DeSantis, Les Parker, Matt Graham, David Kittle's not here. But he is here at the conference. He says hello to all. You're going to hear from Alice Alvey. Great report. Alan Pollock, you're going to hear from him and his update. And Bill Corbett couldn't be with us today. Got a spring breaking going on. So have a great break, Bill and Mark. Hope you're enjoying it. Thank you to you all for your contributions to this podcast. Let's get over to Adam DeSantis of the MBA for the MBA Mortgage Minute.
Hi, I'm Adam DeSantis. This is the Mortgage Minute, the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. The big news last week was the release of the actual text of the National Association of Realtors Commission Litigation Settlement that was announced earlier this month. NAR has agreed to settle a series of lawsuits by paying $418 million in damages and eliminating its rules on cooperative commissions. NBA staff has reviewed the proposed settlement and prepared a summary that you can read at NBA.org. And as President and CEO Bob Brooksmit noted in his recent blog post, the real estate business is home to a lot of smart and innovative people. Inevitably, new business models will emerge. NBA's role is to not point our finger on the scale and recommend, choose, or advocate for one model over another. Our focus instead will be on A, helping our members adapt to these developments, and B, ensuring that buyers who want or need representation have access to it and can fairly negotiate over how much and who pays for that representation. In turn, NBA's advocacy efforts will seek to ensure that new models do not disrupt the home financing process or make the experience more challenging for buyers and home sellers. We will work to ensure that agency and GSE financing guidelines adapt to the changes to maintain homebuyer affordability and ensure lenders do not take undue risks in the process. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Adam DeSantis and the NBA, for all that you do and for being a supporter of the podcast by providing these updates. Really appreciate it. Be sure to sign up for the Mortgage Action Alliance app, and you can support what the NBA is doing on the Hill with this app, Mortgage Action Alliance app. Very good. Very powerful. Let's get over to Les Parker with today's TM Spotlight and this week's macro view of the markets. Parker, how are you doing? What you got for us today?
TM Spotlight Soundbites is brought to you by PowerSeller, making hedging easy.
Chase on a one-way motorway. He's an ease that drives away, then loosens sails back home.
The Fed remains on the road to reducing monetary constraints, whether through lower rates or fewer sales of treasuries. What bites harder, a recession, political upheaval, or a liquidity crisis? The Fed and gold buyers agree that inadequate cash lubricating global commerce creates unpredictable and dire consequences. Will rates go up or down 100 basis points? Prudent hedgers buy time to adapt to market changes by buying options.
It's times like these, buying time again.
These views are mine. Buy time at tmspotlight.com.
Les Parker and his music parodies on the market. Sign up for Les Parker's TM Spotlight newsletter. You can do so by going to tmspotlight.com. And when you get to the website, you can sign up for the free version or the paid version. But if you go for the paid version, you get it for free by putting in the word power for Power Seller in the code section there. Sign up for it. It's really good. That's a put so much time and effort and so much goes into that. Let's get over to Matt Graham and an update from MBS Live. Matt Graham, founder of CEO of MBS Live. Appreciate him and his market update. Matt, what do you have for us today?
This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live market update. Last week's focus was decidedly on the Fed announcement, or more specifically, the Fed's dot plot. That is a summary of each Fed member's view on where the Fed funds rate will be at various points in the future. It has grown to be one of the market's most favorite things to trade in a volatile way, even though Fed Chair Powell has repeatedly said these aren't forecasts and you guys shouldn't pay so much attention to them. That has fallen on deaf ears. The market pays a lot of attention to it because Fed rate expectations are even more correlated with rate movement in longer term rates than the Fed funds rate. Clearly, since the Fed funds rate can only be updated 8 times a year, barring an emergency meeting. This was not one of those 8 times where the Fed funds rate was updated. There was no chance that that was going to happen. And chances are relatively slim for the next meeting as well. But the Fed continues to see 3 rate cuts in 2024, which is a bit of a surprise considering the economic data in the past 2 months. But it is notable that in the dot plot, several of the dots that had been holding out for even lower rates by the end of 2024 moved up to join the rest of the pack, and other Fed members moved their dots higher as well. It just so happened that the median dot was able to remain in the 3 rate cut camp. Looking farther ahead into the future dots do not look very different than they did last time. There was a minor uptick in the longer run expectations, but it was small enough to not really matter. That said, some analysts were paying attention to that and read some significance into that. Fed Chair Powell, in the press conference that followed the announcement and the dot plot, reiterated something that he said last time regarding seasonality or potential residual seasonality in the inflation data for January. That's the stuff that came out in February. And also potentially residual seasonality in the most recent inflation reports from last week, effectively saying we're not reading too much into this uptick in inflation in early 2024. We still think it's going to turn around and come down. And that's why we're looking at 3 rate cuts this year still. So the market received that fairly well, but also cautiously so. And it wasn't an even performance across the yield curve. In fact, it was a much bigger benefit for shorter-term rates, such as 2-year treasury yields and even 5s compared to 10s, which actually lost ground by the end of the day. MBS, 2-year or 5-year treasuries gained ground. MBS were able to do that because they are associated with slightly shorter durations than the 10-year these days, more in line with the 5-year. And the gains even then weren't extreme, but as an example, 5.5 UMBS were able to move up another 1/8 of a point on the day on top of the morning's gains following the Fed events, whereas 10-year treasury yields were flat from the pre-Fed levels through the end of the day, and really just a little bit of volatility, which is somewhat surprising considering it was a dot plot day. So the market is telling us it is very focused on economic data. It didn't have a ton of that to digest last week. It does not have a ton of that to digest this week. There are several treasury auctions, although that's not economic data. They can be somewhat market-moving events. And those are condensed into the first 3 days of the week due to the holiday-shortened nature of the week, with Thursday being an early close, Friday being fully closed for the Good Friday holiday. There is a smattering of mid-tier economic data on Thursday with jobless claims, GDP, Chicago PMI, pending sales, and consumer sentiment. But it would normally be PCE inflation on Friday. That would be the biggest potential market mover of the week, and it happens to fall on a market closed day. There will be futures trading on Friday that might provide some indication of how the bond market is receiving the inflation data. But other than that, it will be Monday before the actual cash bond market has a chance to trade it. That's all for this week. Back to you.
Thank you, Matt. Check out MBS Live for all the updates, and they're up to the nanosecond updates. It's so timely. You need this, and you can sign up by using LOL for Lickin' on Lending to get the extended trial period without having to put in a credit card number. Otherwise, you would have to put in a credit card number and your subscription will start up automatically. With this, you do not have to do that. Now, I'm telling you, you just need to sign up for MBS Live. It's so affordable. And these kind of market times where it's so volatile, you need this kind of solution.
Listeners, we've got Alice Alvey, Vice President of Partner Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage, here with the legislative update. Alice, so good to have you back. What you have for us today?
A couple of quick things, Dave. So we have, first of all, the Mortgage Bankers Association published a letter in response to the NAR settlement, which we have been talking about on a couple of shows here. So for those of you who are looking for something that is not trying to gain social media influencer numbers, or you're trying to get to the bottom of just the facts without a lot of opinion, I think their letter does that. So Dave, I sent it off to you if you think you'd want to post it on your website.
Well, we'll post it in your segment.
Okay. It's not going to be opinionated. They're not going to try and predict the future. And I think really that's a good message for a lot of us. If I'm in mortgage banking, I'm going to say, I want to just stay in my lane. I'm going to stay in my lane.
Exactly.
And in my lane, this is what I know. And this is what I can tell you today. Nothing's changed. How do you want my help as a loan officer for the future? I think we need to have a few more things play out still.
Yeah, I think you sent that to me and I read it over the weekend and I thought about it and I'm going, the MBA did a good job of taking the middle of the road. And I was looking for more opinion from them, but they took the safe road, as you said, and emailing back and forth, which is, that's sure it's the MBA's position to take a position other than just state the facts. And they did a good job of doing a summary of that, the good synopsis and summarization. So read the link, listeners, in the show notes.
Yes. And then it was another thing, as we were doing some investigating into the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, the TCPA, it got me looking at a few of the bills that were proposed at the beginning of this year. They haven't moved yet, but there are actually five bills to really crack down on scams, telemarketing, robocalls, and the involvement of artificial intelligence in those robocalls. I always say so much of our regulations that we now all have to live with are a result of some congressman had a bad incident in their life and they decided we should all be protected from that. And so here's a law to protect everybody because they personally are getting too many robocalls or they're being impersonated by AI on robocalls. So it's House Bill 7116. There's another one, 7112, 7120, and 7124. Now, it is the second half of our congressional year. It is a presidential election year, so I'm not sure how much will actually move, but you can see there is definitely some effort out there to try and lock down a little more of the TCPA, really get text messages addressed in there a little bit better than they are today, and adding new disclosures, of course, because that always comes with new regulations for us. So we'll watch that, but I'm going to bet that there's not too much movement on it. Someone was asking me about it the other day, and so I told them I'd report in on it. We'll keep an eye on it for you, but not a lot yet. But last but not least, FEMA does have a proposed rule out there. The comment period is due to end on the day of the eclipse. Don't forget the eclipse, everybody. It's April 8th. I'm so excited. We are sitting here in Cleveland in the area of totality that we will have. So we expect lots of tourists then, as long as it's not cloudy. And it's probably 51-49% odds it will be cloudy. Anyway, I digressed. But you have until April 8th, the day of the eclipse, to comment on this proposed rule, which actually has some very comprehensive change in it for FEMA. So please take a look at it. I know folks in Florida are always very interested, lots of the coastal areas. So they are proposing a new homeowner flood form that will replace the current dwelling form. And just on the surface, I'll be honest, I have not had a chance to totally dissect every page yet. We will be watching for MBA's response too, of course. But when I look at the biggest aspects of this, it does look like they're moving to a replacement cost value versus actual cash value. I think of manufactured housing in particular in a lot of those hurricane-prone areas, for example, that really do get the floods. And you really know that to replace it is different than what I could sell it for because it is the roof over my head. I've got to get something new. And so on the surface, it seems like there's a lot of good potential in here for homeowners. We do always need to dive in and always ask, where's the money coming from? But please take a look at that if you're in an area that really does service the flood hazards and make sure you understand it and get your comments in before the eclipse. So that's how to remember that one.
That's good.
That's my report for today, Dave. Back to you.
Good. Thank you so much. And also, we listened to Julia Gordon, FHA commissioner, talk here at TMC. Really interesting. And what's really interesting is they're looking more about what they can do to impact of the housing inventory. They said, we really don't have any tools in our toolkit here at FHA where we can build inventory, but we can help do more, we think, on getting first-time home buyers. So they're addressing some of their programs. So there's several things that are up. And Alice, I'll try to get some notes of her comments over to you so we get some feedback on there, because there's some things they're proposing. Because you're always talking about the importance of our listeners logging in and making their comments. And the commentary, you say it's open for commentary. So many things are open for commentary, Alice. But so few people are commenting. And she's begging for Julia Gordon was begging for people to log in. We need to hear from you. So Alice, if you could just look into some of the things that they're posting up and report on that next week, it'd be awesome what they have out there, because there is a period of time. It's a little bit longer than the eclipse deadline, but it's so important that we have our voice heard. And you're such an advocate for getting logging in. You go, what difference does my voice here have to say? If you don't do anything else, look at what the MBA is doing. You say, I agree with the MBA, or I agree with Alice, or something. It doesn't have to be where you have to understand the totality of things they're asking you to comment on. It's more just say, here's what I'm situated. So if you could just share with on the comment period, even what your experience is, this is what I'm running into out here, and then lay that out. They'll listen to that. They're wanting to hear what it's going to take to help get first-time home ownership up and running, Alice. So really good comments. I really like Julia Gordon. She really seems to care about her role and doing what she can in the housing finance ecosystem. So I love her comments.
We will look for that, Dave, and make sure that I report on that next week. Renovation lending too. So if you can get anybody's ear when you talk about how to be able to advance home ownership, we have so many inner cities and urban areas that could really benefit from really solid renovation lending to be able to rebuild those areas.
He touched on that, and I'm looking forward to being able to give some more specifics on that. I had someone talking to me, so I was trying to take notes while she was talking, and someone was interrupting me, and I didn't get the notes taken because I didn't want to be rude to the person. So anyway, good stuff, and we'll report more on it so listeners come back. Alice, thanks so much for being here. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
We've got Alan Pollock with the tech update. He is a tech industry advisor and so much more than just tech, but Alan's here with the tech update. What you got, friend?
Hey, David. Good to be here. Hope you're having fun at the TMC conference. Sorry I couldn't be live today, everyone, but I am actually in the Florida Keys. I took a few days to enjoy. And here's an interesting fact. I was looking for mortgage stats on the Keys, but this sounds better. There's a whopping 800 keys, and a key is a small, low elevation island above a coral reef. And for the folks listening, if you have not been to the Florida Keys, you are missing out. There's a lot to do. You can't fit it all in one trip, but some absolutely beautiful landscape and a lot of fun on the boat, good water, et cetera, et cetera. So hope you guys can make it out there at some point. And speaking of vacation, I thought I'd jump right in to an interesting article. It's called "The Return to Office Battle Rages On." And I know this is happening in our industry. Well, it turns out that Dell, by the way, I don't know who owns a Dell computer these days, but Dell's obviously still in there with big server infrastructure and other types of hard drive storage computing, etc. Anyways, they reportedly told employees that those who don't work in the office at least 3 times a week are ineligible for promotions. So I'm sure some of you have heard things like that. I know I actually miss going to the office. I wish I had an office to go to. But folks are hoping that other people start returning to work. All right, let's get to the mortgage stuff. If you are a bank or credit union, you want to know about the American Banker Digital Banking Conference. They call it your roadmap to next-gen banking starts here. It's June 24th to the 25th. It is in Boca Raton, Florida. So if you want to get to the Sunshine State, I know it'll be hot at that time, but what a great conference. I've been to an American Banker conference, and they are jam-packed with great info, not just for banks and credit unions, by the way, great technology vendors, great content. Check it out. Now, I took a look at Housing Wire's Borrower Insight Survey. This is extremely interesting. So what they're saying is that at the heart of the data, consumers want and need different things than prior. I'm just going to give you a couple real quick ones. Please go to Housing Wire. Check out this article. You can just Google Housing Wire 2024 Borrower Insight Survey. So check this out. Borrowers now want flexibility when it comes to financing a mortgage, meaning they're not just going for your everyday 30-year fixed mortgage. They also are looking for savings. They are hoping, so two-thirds, 67% of the people surveyed said saving money was one of their top three concerns. I'm not sure if that's changed. I think everybody always wants to save money. But if you're a financial institution, you may be able to take a look at their overall picture. They also said they want education and guidance. We know that. They want high tech and high touch. And they also want different kinds of outreach based on their experience. What that means is those have taken out 5 or more mortgages favor just going digital. Those who, when interest rates were low 1 or 2 years ago, are likely to be cautious and want to talk to somebody. And then finally, people now want trusted referrals. So if they found you somehow on the internet or through your marketing, you want to make sure that you can refer somebody to them based on what this article is saying. So great article. Check it out. You know, and then speaking of that, David, I found also Housing Wire. They spoke with Sandra Madigan. She's EVP of Product Strategy and Servicing Technology at ICE. And what she talks about is how to improve the home buying experience with technology and how the industry can do so thoughtfully. And she's talking about the post-close, the ownership experience, not the pre-close, the mortgage origination experience. And that's something that I know we're continuing to focus on. How do we maintain those customers for life? How do we service them and their families and their friends? So check that out. Really cool article again on Housing Wire. David, this is an article I'm going to start talking about today into our audience. It's extremely important. I can't preface how important it is. It's all about what to do when your mortgage vendor has outages. And there's a couple items here that I've listed, but ultimately this is a topic we must talk about. So here's a few quick things to think about. And by the way, if you're looking for more information, you can reach out to myself or David. I'll give you my email at the end of this context. So first, make sure you're checking those contracts. How do you know when your contracts are ending and what is in that contract? Do you have server redundancy? It's not always written in the contract. You're going to want to understand the terms and what type of redundancy your vendor has. There are some vendors that don't always host an AWS or the Azure cloud. They still have old infrastructure. When I say old, I mean not the modern stuff at these cloud vendors. They just have, could be brand new equipment, could be Dell stuff, but it's in a data center that they host and manage or someone manages for them. You want to check that out and just understand there's no right or wrong. You just want to know what is it that they have and what is their redundancy and what cloud platform are they on? And some cloud platforms have redundancy. Sometimes it's not redundancy for full outages. It's redundancy for smaller things. So understand that. And then upon an outage, what do you do? How do you run your business and what is that plan? You want to make sure you go ahead and document that up front and then understand what your customer service message is. And we'll end on this last note for today. I'll talk more about this next week live with you, David, and the rest of the co-host team here. But make sure you set your expectations. Remember, you have internal that speaks externally, and you also have direct external. Make sure everybody understands that things may be running a little bit slow or that you want to give them a personal touch. It may not always be necessary to let them know that your vendor's having an outage. Maintain that really excellent expectation customer experience. That's it for today. We'll talk again about some of those topics next week. You know how to get a hold of me. It's Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great week.
That wraps it up this week for this podcast. Thank you for listening. Again, Dave Licken here at the TMC Conference in Louisville, Kentucky. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.